Talking now with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about several things. Maybe we'll start with millennials. Let's talk a little bit about the idea that the industry is really trying to refocus in some ways and rethink about, first of all, who we need to be targeting with beef checkoff promotion monies and how you get there. Get to point A to point B. And the point B in this case are the millennials.
Absolutely. The millennials is that generation, that group of consumers that were born between 1980 and 2000, and they are a major priority for the beef checkoff. They represent one-fourth of the U.S. population, one-third of the adults. They're the consumers of tomorrow, and they're influencing the consumers of tomorrow. And so we've conducted a significant amount of research focusing on the millennials and helping to understand them so that we can grow beef demand.
What are they interested in? What's the challenges of really breaking through and communicating with them?
Well, first of all, millennials are really, in general, unsure about cooking beef, unsure about purchasing beef. While they do understand the body benefits of beef from helping to build muscle and maintain energy, they really don't know how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle. They're unsure about the portion sizes, how many servings. And so we see a huge opportunity to educate them and in that sense educate their children as well.
When we think about the ways that we're doing business with the millennials as far as trying to promote to them, it's a different world compared to the late 80s, early 90s when we were on national TV but we still had the beef, it's what's for dinner concept.
Absolutely. Times are changing in this business, as you know. But we feel like we have huge opportunities to educate millennials through social media platforms and the web, which is their destination. And so we have a multitude of resources that are working to reach out to them in really an integrated social media platform. So first of all, we have our mainstay, our website. It's new and enhanced in the last couple of months at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. It's really geared around beef recipes are first and foremost on the website. I think my favorite tool for millennials is an interactive meat case so that they can kind of scan it. It looks like the meat case they'd see in their grocery store, but they can scan over the different cuts of beef they may not know, but then it'll pop up and tell them more about that beef cut and tell them how to cook it, how to prepare it. And so that's one of the things that's a mainstay of our program. But we also have a Facebook page at for Beef It's What's for Dinner. We have more than 720,000 fans on the Facebook page. And they're not only just kind of liking it, they're also engaging with each other. They're leaving their favorite recipes. They're posting helpful tips to other visitors. We also have Twitter at hashtag is for dinner. We're able to push out recipes and cooking tips. And then finally, my favorite is the Land of Lean Beef cooking channel on YouTube, which has a multitude of cooking videos that really shows them step by step how to prepare beef with different applications.
And, you know, with obviously the dollars being applied in a different way, you can generate a lot of buzz when you go this direction, right?
Absolutely. As one example, and I think it's a great example, we were a sponsor of the Self magazine, Workout in the Park, that was really geared around millennials and people that are working to stay in shape or get healthy. And we were able to create a social media event around this event. And so through our website, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, our newest addition, we're able to create 2.8 million positive impressions for beef at that millennial target.
Beyond talking some of these promotion ideas that we're doing today compared to a couple of decades ago, one of the things that we've done kind of all along has been to talk about trying to export our products. And we're sending beef overseas. The Oklahoma Beef Council a year or so ago made a very conscious decision to spend more of your resources than ever before in concert with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. How's that going? Give me kind of a review.
It's going very well. And the reason we did that is because we do have declining revenues. The buying power of the beef checkoff today is 50% of what it was in 1988. And so we're really working to invest those checkoff dollars with USMEF in an area where our dollars can be matched two and three times. We found it to be a great investment. Exports have been really a shining star for beef demand and for really profitability for producers. June was an excellent month for us. It's the most recent month that we have information. Beef exports for the month rose 8% in volume and jumped 21% in value over the same time period. And really what it means to producers and why, you know, just looking at that June month, is that the value to producers was $260 per head. That was the highest it's ever been. That was an increase of $56 over the same time period last year. So that export market is absolutely becoming key to producer profitability, and that's why we're investing beef checkoff dollars with USMEF.
Whether you're talking about domestic promotion, the international promotion, one of the things you do a lot of is you try to assess, you try to review, and you try to, I guess, in effect, see how well you're doing. And this is the time of year you're doing some of that.
Absolutely. We have really moved our systems at the Oklahoma Beef Council, and not just like, okay, output, like how many people were at the event, but really what are the outcomes? And so as an example, this summer we were a sponsor of the Ag in the Classroom teachers tour. And this year they went to the Panhandle. But for the last 2 years, we've been measuring their attitudinal changes towards beef as a result of, you know, what were your attitudes towards beef, cattle production, farmers and ranchers pre-tour, and what was their attitudes after the tour? And can we see movement in how these teachers and influence kids today, how they feel about our product? And we've been able to see huge advancements where they might have been giving us C's in animal care. By the time the tour is over, we're getting A's in animal care. And so we think this is one of the most valuable things that we can do. And if you can get that influencer, whether it's a teacher, it's a media person, it's a blogger, onto the farm and ranch, into the feed yard, and they're able to meet the farmers and ranchers, we see that we have huge opportunities to make a shift in how people feel about us, so they do feel at the ultimate point they're purchasing beef and they're ordering it in the restaurant.
One of the things that's out there that shows some of the heritage of the beef industry's checkoff efforts and promotion efforts is the Federation of State Beef Councils. It celebrated a milestone this summer, 50 years. This is an important organization as far as the Oklahoma Beef Council and your fellow state councils really come together and partner on a lot of issues and a lot of activities, right?
Absolutely. The Federation of State Beef Councils, there's 45 of us. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary this year. And I think what people need to understand about the Federation of State Beef Councils is, you know, it started with five state beef councils in 1963 that were started by producers in those five states. They were the only ones in existence at that point in time. And as those producers, those cattle producers said, we need to develop an integrated, unified plan. And so 50 years ago, cattlemen in five states came together and formed that federation. And so I think that just shows what amazing visionary leadership we have with the cattlemen that helped drive the beef checkoff. You know, jump forward 50 years, we have 45 state beef councils working together. You know, I'm working with Texas on a project right now. And so that's just kind of an example of, you know, we're always working across state lines, but more importantly, we work together for a unified plan, a unified voice, and a unified vision.